Apex Express, Asian Pacific Expression.
Community and cultural coverage.
Music and calendar.
New visions and voices.
Coming to you with an Asian Pacific Islander point of view.
It's time to get on board the Apex Express.
Welcome to Apex Express, news and views with an Asian and Asian American point of view. Tonight, we have guest host Zuha Khan, or DJ Bakwas. She'll be spinning music that is defiantly yours, radical music from the Asian diaspora in the era of Trump. I'm No No Girl, keep it locked right here. DJ Bakwas, or Zuha Khan, is no stranger to Apex Express. She produced a fundraiser for Bay Area Solidarity Summer at El Rio last year, which we featured in our 2017 Bay Area May Day show. DJ Bakwas is a member of the Alliance of South Asians Taking Action. She's been a DJ for 7 years, starting at UC Davis's college radio station, KDVS, and continues at San Francisco's BFF FM. DJ Bakwas found tracks produced by subversive artists from right here at home to countries most wouldn't think to look, and we're excited to hear her selections tonight.
This is Zuha Khan, also known as DJ Bakwas, and you're listening to KPFA's Apex Express. You can check Apex Express out online at apexexpress.org. Tonight's episode features music curated by me on the theme Defiantly Yours, radical music from the Asian diaspora in the era of Trump. Regardless of whatever offensive things are said at the State of the Union, and despite the vulgar words thrown at people of color by the current U.S. administration and its constituents, not to mention the growing xenophobia around the world, state-sanctioned and not, people of color will still be around. We will always be around. This is a set of defiant music underscoring this very thought. Also, I'm a regular DJ on BFF.fm every other Saturday at 10 a.m., so if you enjoy the tracks that you hear today, feel free to check me out over there. The first track I'll be playing is called Let Ting Go by the artist Asmara. It's off of an album, an EP of the same name, Let Ting Go. It is a self-released album, and Asmara is a LA-based Indian-American artist by the name of Asma Maruf. She is half of another band that is a little more well-known called Ninguzu Guzu. Asmara is her side project. She also DJs a queer dance party in LA called Mustache Mondays, and her work uplifts feminist and queer communities.
Thank you. We'll be right back. a furlough, my trash. Freedom, my shame, like it was a rush. I don't want to run, I don't want to fight. Carry the grass and feed on the other side. Forget about this, let me tell you what I am, a brown trash.
Hey, welcome back. You're tuned in to Apex Express here on KPFA Radio. I am Zuha Khan, also known as DJ Bakwas, and I have curated an awesome hour of music for you all. The track that you all just heard was Brown Trash by Tandoori Nights. This is off of their album, Curry Up, It's the Tandoori Nights. And these guys are very interesting and very funny. So Tandoori Nights consists of two guys, and one of them is the illustrious King Khan. He is in a ton of bands. He has his own projects, King Khan and the Barbecue BBQ, and King Khan and the Shrines. And Tandoori Nights was a project of his about 8 years ago. But I thought this track was really fitting for the times. And this particular song is, it's pretty interesting because, well, I added it to the mix because it's two friends taking an insult, brown trash, and making fun of it and completely owning it in a humorous way. I highly recommend checking out the music video for it because you'll see what I mean. You'll also probably bust up laughing. It's pretty funny, and they're definitely fond of Orientalism and exoticizing Eastern cultures, so it's definitely worth the watch. And yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that track. Prior to Brown Trash by Tandoori Nights, you all heard Morning Terrors, Nights of Dread by Shilpa Ray. This is off of her most recent release, Door Girl. And I really like Shilpa Ray. So she's an Indian American artist based in New York City, and her music tends to be rough and raw, and she's very vocal about women's rights, especially in male-dominated spaces like music. She's dropped some political tracks as well. There's a really good one out there about how men in Congress don't know how a woman's body works, so that's a fun one. But yeah, she's definitely an artist to keep an eye out on. She's always giving out really cool interviews and has some very awesome thoughts about the way the world is. Prior to Shilpa Ray, you all heard King Khan and his track, The Morning Song. So this is one of the guys from Tandoori Nights. This is his solo stuff. So King Khan came out with a song called The Morning Song, and it's actually off of an album called Love Oakland. It's a benefit for those affected by the ghost ship fire. And the money goes towards safety-proofing artist spaces and also helping out warehouse residents and DIY space operators and those affected directly by the ghost ship fire. I particularly like this track though because it's extremely anti-war and is just very much, yeah, it's very much an anti-war anthem and it's very poetic. Kind of cool to King Khan's daughters sing on the track as well, so I thought that was sort of cute. But besides that, the lyrics are very hard-hitting. There's a stanza within the song that goes, "Take down all the nooses, wash your guilt away with pride, let humility breed compassion, and think of those who died at the hands of someone's profit for the luxuries in life." Which, I mean, you know, I think describes the military-industrial complex pretty well. So that's King Khan. So prior to the Morning Song, we heard Not Today by the Kaminas. This is also off of a really interesting compilation. It's called Hugs for Chelsea, and it's a benefit for Chelsea Manning. Money from the album went towards supporting Chelsea Manning when she was released from prison. This particular band is a favorite of mine. They're from the East Coast, and they are full of Pakistani and Indian American punks. They're also very political. They have songs like See Something, Say Something, and a hilarious music video where there is a white guy who sees brown people carrying metal lunchboxes and thinks that that's not what it is, that it's not a lunchbox, and thinks it might be something more dangerous, and it's just kind of a ridiculous music video about not understanding what one is seeing. Yeah, so I think that's sort of fitting for the times, and yeah, I highly recommend checking out their other albums. The track you heard prior to the Kaminas was Nadine Shaw's Out the Way. This is off of her most recent release, Holiday Destination. I believe this came out in September, and this album is so good. It's an incredibly solid album. Nadine Shaw is unapologetically Pakistani and Norwegian. She was born in Britain, and this track, Out the Way, is a response to racism from the perspective of second generation immigrants. So like people who were born and raised in a country but whose parents are immigrants. And interesting fact, when the 2016 Brexit vote happened, it also sparked a spike in racist incidents. Reportedly, hate crimes increased by 41% in the aftermath of the referendum. And really, this whole album, Holiday Destination, is just, it's a very angry album, and it's an album that's getting very angry at people who are xenophobes and people who are anti-immigrant and anti-refugee. It's a really solid album, and I highly recommend it. Prior to Nadine Shaw, you all heard Hani El-Khatib. Hani is from San Francisco. He is half Palestinian, half Filipino, and he's now based in LA. He's been there for some time now. His most recent album, Savage Times, is very much a response to what is happening in the world today, and he's owning his identity as the child of immigrants, and is also another artist who is incredibly unapologetic about who he is. Most of his music in the from the past, it's also really good stuff. It's really good rock and roll, but I just noticed a huge difference in this album, Savage Times, in that it's just very political and it's very much about like who he is. That track, Born Brown, that I played, I mean, he's talking about, you know, what years his parents came over from their respective countries, and he's talking about when he was born. And he also has a song on that album that I really like called Mangoes and Rice, and it's a very cute song about how, I mean, literally the lyrics are, "I was born on mangoes and rice," and it just kind of repeats that over and over, and it's a It's a really sweet sentiment, and I think it's like a shout out to his mother. And I think it's also just him kind of making it clear to people, like, you know, that he is very much supportive of immigrants, and that, you know, he comes from that. So I think that's pretty good, pretty cool. And I think it's also, you know, fits with the theme of being defiant. Prior to Hani El Khatib, you all heard Dead Puttos. They're a band out of Pakistan, although they do have a member who is based on the East Coast. It's actually a member of the band The Kamines that I played their song earlier. And this song is about remembering a former leader of Pakistan who encouraged people to stand up and get rid of landlords, and it's also just very appreciative of this leader as someone who was a leader of the people. Yeah, and I thought it'd be fun to throw in this track to sort of liven things up on maybe your commute home, or I guess while you're getting ready for dinner. Yeah, and I thought, you know, I figured it'd be a good wake-up track. And prior to the Dead Puttos, you all heard that track by Asmara, Letting Go, which is what we started off with. Up next, we have, oh, this will be really good. We have the track Brain Drain by the band Gobble Dreams. They were featured on PRI and NPR, and Gobble Dreams, they're actually based in the Bay Area. They've been recording an album here, I think it dropped pretty recently. It's called Megalomaniacs, and I highly recommend it. These folks are straight out of Afghanistan, and they were able to leave Afghanistan not too long ago to pursue their dreams of music here in the United States. So I think it's pretty awesome that they've been able to record an album. The production on it is incredibly amazing, and they also have some music videos out that are pretty fun. And their music is also very political, and just kind of talking about people being very hypocritical, specifically, I mean, people who are religious, but are also, like, you know, have a gun in one hand. So I think, you know, talking about the violence that, you know, they witnessed in Afghanistan, where you saw people who were maybe overtly religious but also killing people. Yeah, Kabul Dreams is, there are some really interesting guys. Let's get into the music. And again, this is Zuha Khan on Apex Express here on KPFA.
Kill your brother. Stop killing us, your mother. Say I will pray. I felt the worldly start. I felt the world begin. I felt we turned our face.
Russia, Vladimir says hi. Just just like the phoenix, a superpower never dies. He'll take the Baltics and Park Avenue. I sell him Boardwalk and there's nothing you can do. Vladimir says, hey, black clouds and lightning, a Siberian candidate. What you got to lose? What you got to lose? Mother Russia's woken up. I'm afraid our time is up. I don't want to be the end of your world.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Apex Express here on KPFA Radio. I'm your guest host, Zuha Khan, also known as DJ Bakwas. The track that you all just heard was With Love from Russia by P. Bheeman, and he is a Sri Lankan American from St. Louis, Missouri. He is pretty big. He used to be based in the Bay Area, and now he lives out in Los Angeles. He's ended up on that UK show, Jules Holland. He's done a music video with Keegan-Michael Key. A lot of his music is very political, and I love this track because, you know, well of what it implies. I highly recommend checking out his other music. I saw him open for Sweatshop Boys right before, or the day before the elections back in 2016, and well, Election Day wasn't that great. The night before was because of P. Bheeman and Sweatshop Boys. I'll be playing them a bit later. Prior to P. Bheeman, you all heard Kindness, who is a mixed-race artist of Indian and English heritage. He was born and raised in Britain. He's currently living in New York City and does a lot of work in the music scene, cultivating new artists. He also does a lot of workshops and holds lectures about the music industry. The track that you all heard by him is called World Restart, featuring Kalayla and Aid. This is off of his album Otherness. Prior to Kindness, you all heard this amazing band out of Los Angeles called Doctors and Engineers. It's comprised of Asian Americans who are not doctors and engineers, although, you know, maybe one or two of them are lawyers. We have one last song to close out the show. It is Sweatshop Boys T5. This is off of their album Kashmir. Sweatshop Boys consists of Heems and Riz Ahmed. Heems was in a prolific rap group called Das Racist, which is now defunct, And the other member is Riz Ahmed. He does a lot of solo hip-hop. And he's also an actor. You've probably seen him in Star Wars and The Night Of and a lot of other movies. So I wanted to end on a loud note that celebrates Muslim words and also deals with the airport troubles that brown people have been dealing with since 9/11, with the anniversary of the first Muslim ban upon us. This song feels incredibly prevalent. And yeah, I hope you all enjoyed my music choices for today. I hope you got a sense of, you know, defiance from all of these artists and enjoyed learning about them. If you enjoyed hearing the music I played for you, feel free to check out my show on BFF.fm every other Saturday at 10 a.m. And thank you, Apex Express, for having me on as a guest DJ.
In news from the campaign trail, Donald Trump is calling for all Muslims to undergo a loyalty test.
Inshallah, mashallah, hopefully no martial law. Hell yallah, yo yallah, let's rock a show in Ramallah. Kick it with Muhammad when I'm out in Haifa. Kick it with Muhammad when I'm out in Jaffa. I be on the road like every single year, and I ain't seen you nowhere just like Hoffa. Do it so proper, looking like a doctor. At the checkpoint, say my visa's doctored. IDF all around running with them choppers. Wanna shoot my papa, got me drinking vodka. Got me feeling paranoid, got me drinking wine. Bad, bad ting, and I love how she whines. She don't eat swine, and she looks so divine. I was looking for love in Palestine. Oh no, we're in trouble. TSA always wanna burst my bubble. Always get a random check when I rock the stubble.
Oh, sorry, I gotta search you, bruv. Oh, you're that brave off that film, innit?
Tie to Katai, vibe in Dubai. We're militant, you're on a milli vanilli vibe. Stopping refugees is just silly blood. What you know about Aeneas in the Iliad? Fled Turkey and he just founded Rome. What if you're drowned in a boat, Yangtze, Turkey? Cause your peeps have found a home. Where you think all the sounds in your phone from? Where you mean Her Majesty's London? Where you think all Her Majesty come from? Trump want my exit, but if you press a red button to watch Netflix, bruv, I'm on. I run the city like my name's Sadiq. Not the Syrian city of the beat. Some all I wanna preach, but that's peace. I shut them up like sheep on Buckwheat.
Oh no, we're in trouble. TSA always wanna burst my bubble. Always get a random check when I rock the stubble.
Terminal 5,
Terminal 1,
think we're termites,
wanna terminate us. Terminal 5,
Terminal 1,
think we're termites,
wanna terminate us. Terminal 5,
Terminal 1, think we're termites, wanna terminate us.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Here's your champagne. Enjoy first class.
Now for the community calendar. Activist Tony Robles will read from his new book of poetry, Fingerprints of a Hunger Strike, on Saturday at 3 p.m. at East Wind Books. This book is a journey into the soul of San Francisco in all its cracks and fissures, and was inspired by the Frisco Five that were on a hunger strike to call for the resignation of San Francisco Police Chief Sir. On Tuesday, February 6, Bindlestiff Studio, a black box theater in Soma, Pilipinas, will be hosting a discussion on sexual harassment. How do we as a community address this problem amid the Me Too and Time's Up movement? How can we prevent sexual harassment from happening in our community-based organizations? How do we cultivate an environment where people feel safe enough to speak out when it does occur? And how do we employ principles of restorative justice to allow for amends? The meeting starts at 6:30 with an update on Bindlestiff Studio, followed by the discussion at 7:30. Next Thursday, from 5 to 8 p.m. at SOMARTS Cultural Center, is a happy hour and conversation on Queering Islam. As part of the exhibition, Third Muslim, Queer and Trans Muslim Narratives of Resistance and Resilience, this panel conversation will be made up of intergenerational community members who have made their own paths as queer Muslims. Apex Express is produced by Marie Che, DJ Boggy, Eunice Kwan, Lindsay Oda, Salima Hamarani, Miko Lee, Ayame Keen Lee, Jelena Keen Lee, Preeta Mangala Shekar, and Robin Takayama.
Anyone, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth.